Welcome to the Meet the Majors podcast series, brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, faculty representatives highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities with their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Amy Ames, and we are joined today by Dr. Chris Winven, Assistant Professor of Health, Human Performance, and Recreation, and Instructor Kelly McMahon, Lecturer in Health, Human Performance, and Recreation. They'll be sharing with us about the Recreation and Leisure Services major. Glad you could join us today.
Thanks, Amy. I'm glad to be here.
Hi, Amy. I am too.
Tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
Well, the exciting thing about studying recreation are the many different paths you can take once you graduate. You know, for instance, you can work in the recreation ministry, camp administration, direct some aspect of a campus recreation program in a university. You can serve as a coordinator or manager of a city parks and recreation department, or work for one of the state or national parks.
Yeah, I also think that students might specialize in programs geared towards a particular population, like at-risk youth or the aging population, or nonprofit recreation programs. Then there are many opportunities in for for-profit recreation programs like resorts, cruise lines, and either managing or instructing in the area of adventure recreation, things like running a whitewater rafting or a rock climbing guide company.
What types of students might find a good fit in this major?
You know, Amy, we're looking for bright, motivated, service-minded students who want to understand the integral role that leisure and recreation plays in contributing to the overall health and wellness of our society and the way that it enhances communities, churches, families, and the overall life satisfaction for individuals.
Yeah, I agree, Kelly. I would also add people who dwell in the rec field have a genuine interest in serving people and work hard to apply innovative and creative ideas to develop recreation experiences that are exciting and meaningful.
What are the skills that students in this program develop through their coursework?
Well, many of our classes focus on areas related to the applied aspects of fields, such as business management, psychology, sociology, leadership, and ministry. Students also become better problem solvers. We challenge them to come up with ideas that currently face the recreation and leisure industry. For example, we think about the impacts of changing demographics on the provision of rec programs, the difficulties of creating budgets with limited resources, and the necessary steps that need to be taken to make a fun program safe.
Are there opportunities available for undergraduate students to assist faculty with research or special projects?
Definitely. We are a relatively small program, which is great, so every semester, faculty members work with students to conduct research or develop programming for special events. I've had students plan multi-week backpacking, climbing, and paddling trips, for instance.
And I've had others help with research about scuba and snorkeling in the Florida Keys. Those are just a few examples.
If students do not declare this major prior to starting the freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
Sure thing. About half of our students start out as freshmen, but the rest come in after their freshman year. We try to work with them to accommodate their classes they have already taken and also make sure they apply.
Are there any particular licenses or certifications required for this field of work or needed for advancement purposes?
No, there are no specific certifications that are required. However, in partnership with Campus Recreation's Outdoor Adventure Program, we do provide students with opportunities, you know, to earn certifications that may help them be more competitive in the job market or allow them to work in Campus Recreation while they're students. Some of these certifications would be Wilderness First Responder, a Ropes Course Facilitator, and there are others.
As faculty members in our department, we do our best to advise our students about opportunities outside the classroom that will benefit their careers as well.
How can a student best prepare for careers related to this major?
You know, this is one of the aspects of the recreation field that was and still is really attractive to me. Not only are there so many interesting career paths from which to choose, but really a lot of my success was based on my own initiative and exploration. I started working and acquiring training in the areas that I thought I was kind of interested in as a student. So once I graduated, I already had a really good idea about what direction I wanted to go. At that point, I could be really intentional about acquiring the experiences I needed to get the jobs that I really wanted. I strongly suggest that students get started working in the profession as soon as possible. It helps them narrow down the areas that they are most interested in, and they can volunteer, work part-time, or get a summer job. If they can tease out what population or environment they're most interested that fits with their strengths and personality, then they don't have to spend as much time the first couple of years of their professional life trying to figure this out.
Kelly, I totally agree. I called my college years choose your own adventure. As a rec major, I had a lot of flexibility in the courses I took.
That's right, Chris, and there's so much transferability as well. I started out working in therapeutic recreation, then spent 4 years at a city parks and rec department, and then 10 years in outdoor adventure with a university campus rec department. But what was consistent in those areas was an emphasis on outdoor rec. So the skill sets I had acquired allowed me a great deal of flexibility.
What is the biggest misconception about this field?
Oh, I think the biggest misconception is that all we do is play all day. You know, play is definitely a part of it, but it is a lot of work to manage, organize, and lead other people through recreation experiences. Sometimes you're the person in the limelight leading groups, and other times we have a more behind-the-scenes role of making policy, budget, and just hard decisions.
Amy, as we said earlier, it takes business and leadership skills, knowledge of psychology and sociology, and technical skills to manage a camp, a state park, or a whitewater rafting company. We really consider ourselves to be a combination of an applied business and a social psychology program.
What are some job titles and employers of graduates of this program?
Well, park ranger at a state park, recreation minister for churches, front office of the Texas Rangers, we have camp directors, recreation coordinators, and managers at park and recreation departments.
Are there particular areas of the country where more jobs are available in this field?
The great thing about recreation is that there are jobs opportunities everywhere. Obviously, some specific jobs rely on suitable environments like mountains, rivers, or oceans, but there are recreation jobs from Antarctica to Alaska and Abilene to Australia.
Is there any final advice you would like to offer to students who are listening to this podcast?
Amy, Chris and I really feel like that we are in a very rewarding career. You're able to connect with people, have a positive impact, and transform lives while leading activities that you love.
I'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Winvin and Instructor McMahon, for joining us today. And thank you for listening to this edition of Baylor Career Counseling's Meet the Majors podcast.